Wheat Checks, Rice Checks, and Good Hot Ralston present Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed adventure, Buzz and Happy are exploring a deserted city on the planet Saturn. As they enter a room filled with precious gems, a stealthy figure slinks to the door and aims a ray gun at them.
Look out, Commander. He's got a ray gun. He's firing.
Quick, Hap, run down that passage. Keep going, Happy. He's right behind us.
It's dark in here. He won't be able to see us. Commander, it's a dead-end passage. We're trapped.
We'll be back in just a moment with today's Space Patrol story, The Forgotten City. It's the serial of the future, the real space serial. A serial that's different from any other serial in the universe. The serial you see on Commander Corey's own breakfast table. Delicious Rice Checks. The cereal with a flavor like no other flavor in all the universe. Delicious Rice Checks. Crisp shredded rice, spun in that modern bite-sized design for easy eating. Delicious Rice Checks, a real space cereal. Gang, those bite-sized biscuits have space inside so they can fill up with milk or cream. Try Rice Checks today. The only bite-sized rice cereal in the universe. Rice Checks, the only official Space Patrol rice cereal, Rice Checks. The super cereal that helps to supercharge you. Rice Checks at your grocer's in the brand new red and white checkerboard package. With Buzz Corey or Cadet Happy on the outside and the magic space picture on the inside. Rice Checks. Rice Checks. Rice Checks. And now, today's Space Patrol adventure, The Forgotten City. Buzz and Happy are flying low over the Cinder Mountains on the planet Saturn, searching for a trace of a meteorology specialist, believed to have crashed in his atmosphere ship in the rugged region. So far, their spacophone receiver has failed to pick up a signal from the automatic transmitter carried by the scientist, Byron Stern.
Professor Stern's transmitter must have finally talked out, Commander.
According to Space Patrol Saturn, they're very close to the point from which the signal came. Watch the viewscope, Happy. We may be able to spot the wreckage.
Must have been a pretty rugged crash to knock out that automatic transmitter.
Let's hope Stern had time to get into a space suit. If his ship's hull was smashed, he couldn't survive very long in this part of Saturn.
And what was it he was trying to tell Space Patrol just before the emergency transmitter cut on?
There'd be a lot of interference, Happy. Almost like a jamming signal, according to Space Patrol. The operator thought Stern was telling him about sighting another atmosphere ship making close passes at him.
Stunting? They're on a lab ship?
Well, if we can prove Stunting was responsible for whatever happened to Professor Stern, some pilot will be grounded permanently.
And if he saw Professor Stern was in trouble, he probably got away from this area as fast as he could. We may not be able to trail him.
We'll see. If that was the case, the pilot was further negligent in not notifying Space Control if the lab ship was in trouble. We'll just keep searching. The last signal from the professor's emergency transmitter tells us that his ship was grounded.
I hope he didn't end up in one of those narrow ravines.
There's a chance he might have landed on the other side of the mountain range. We'll round that peak and circle back.
Commander, am I having hallucinations?
What do you mean?
Well, I was sure we were hundreds of degrees from the nearest city, but isn't that an atmosphere still way up there on that mountain?
Well, it certainly is. It's no hallucination. That's the Dome of Rubek.
Rubek?
Yes, Rubek, the forgotten city of Saturn.
Well, what's it doing up there in the Cinder Ring?
It was built centuries ago by one of Saturn's first space pioneers, a man named Lucian Rubek. The last remaining privately owned city in the solar system.
It doesn't look very big by modern standards. Still, it's pretty impressive, stuck way up there in the mountains.
It's been deserted for nearly 100 years, Happy. Luke and Rubek's descendants lived there for several generations, and they gradually drifted away to the larger cities on the planet.
The Forgotten City. I'd like to visit it sometime.
It's pretty interesting. I understand it may be reopened by the government as a museum and put to some other use. That is, if none of the surviving Rubek family object.
Well, why should they object? They are using the place.
Technically, it's still their property. The government's legal staff has been trying to locate the Rubek heirs. Plenty are still alive.
Space Patrol Saturn calling Commander Corey aboard Terra 5. Space Patrol Saturn calling Commander
Corey. Corey here, go ahead.
Commander,
Space Patrol ship is located
with Mr. Stern.
Is he all right?
Oh, yes, sir. He's wearing
his
space and wandering around the Vulcan range. The Vulcan range? That's 100 BUs from the Sundar region.
Yes, sir. The automatic transmitter could have been out of adjustment. I'm glad he's been found. Did you see how he crashed?
He wasn't able to get much information, Commander. And we haven't found the wreck of the ship.
We Where is he now?
Being brought to Saturn City Hospital. Under the care of a space surgeon.
Withdraw all patrols except the squadron in the Vulcan lane. Let's proceed with the search till Stern's ship is found.
Yes, ma'am.
Hurry out.
That's rather strange, isn't it, sir?
About Stern showing up in the Vulcan lane?
Yes, sir.
Probably confused about his exact location. The important thing is that he's safe.
Yeah. And very lucky, except that would have been to stay at the wrecked ship instead of wandering through the mountains.
He gives Stern's a chance to recover from his ordeal before we question him. In the meantime, are you still curious about the Forgotten City?
Yes, sir.
Then get out of space. We'll land outside the dome and do a little investigating.
How do you account for that, Commander?
Well, there are two explanations. The dome is so well constructed that none of the poisonous Saturn air has leaked in, or else the atmosphere washing plan is still in operation.
After 100 years?
We wouldn't have to work very often. Nothing inside the city shell to use up the air.
Yeah, that's right. Smoking rockets. This is some city. Look at that tower up there.
Rubeck Tower. Lucian Rubeck designed it himself. He had his headquarters in the top floor.
And now Rubeck is a ghost city. Completely deserted.
Makes you realize how impermanent human beings are. Uh-oh.
What is it, sir? Where'd you find it?
It's my daughter on the sidewalk.
Well, probably thrown there by one of the last people to leave Rubeck.
The medicine bottle. Space sickness from CH5.
And whoever threw it there hasn't been troubled with space sickness for 100 years.
That's a shame. This is a new thing. I haven't been on the market more than 6 months.
What?
Your eyes open, Hank. Evidently, Rubeck City isn't as deserted as we thought.
Come in.
There are visitors in the city.
I know, sir. I've been watching them from the tower room. There's space between them.
What are they doing here? We've got to get rid of them.
Don't get excited, sir. By their casual attitude, they must think the city's deserted.
But no one ever comes here. They must know something.
They suspected what we're using the city for. They'd have brought more men with them. Let them snoop around. It isn't likely they'll come up here.
But suppose Graykin comes back while they're here.
I've contacted Graykin by space phone. He'll keep away from the city until the space patrolman leaves.
Did he get rid of the lab ship pilot?
Yes. Turn him loose in the Vulcan Mountains. Pilot's already been picked up.
Suppose he tells them he was shut down near Rubeck.
He's in a very dazed, confused condition. Graykin's out of that. Space patrol will assume the pilot was mistaken. Besides, you removed all trace of the record of the ship.
Yes. And I destroyed the automatic transmitter.
Then there's nothing to worry about.
But old Hannah, the space patrol, then the city.
I know why they're here. The government's getting ready to take over with it.
We have to leave before they find the stolen jewels and space credits we hid in here.
They won't search the city when they find out I'm the great-great-granddaughter of Lucian Rubeck.
What? You are a descendant of Lucian Rubeck?
No, of course not. But I can convince the government of that. I'm having special documents forged from Saturn City right now. I'll be able to convince the most skeptical attorney that I'm really the only living legal heir to Rubeck City.
Oh, I hope so. But I still don't like the idea of those space patrolmen snooping around.
Let them snoop. And don't interfere.
Oh, this is some building to me.
Rubeck's been a fortune in this one building alone.
And the elevator, sir. Shall we go up to the tower? We could get a real good look at the city from there.
Just not happen. Look at the carvings on this door. I bet anything we can do back had this imported from the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the door was taken from an ancient Oriental temple.
from a deserted city on Earth to a deserted city on Saturn.
Mm, that's easy, Henry. You don't see metalwork of this kind anymore, have you? I wonder where this door leads.
Yeah, there's a light on in there.
It flashed on automatically when I opened the door. Let's have a look. We'll go up to the tower later.
Yes, sir. Oh, this must have been Lucian Rubeck's treasure room.
That's amazing. Look at those gold and silver goblets. Nice and candlesticks.
Oh, look. An ancient platinum electric lamp stand.
I think Rubeck's descendants have cleaned out everything of value from the saloon. Apparently, they're gone.
Imagine all this stuff sitting here for hundreds of years and with no lock on the door.
Oh, man, Happy. This object isn't 100 years old.
Well, it's a model spaceship, studded with jewels.
Oh, it's a very recent model.
Diamond and ruby?
Happy, listen. Hear the sound of the
gun. Uh-oh. Look out, Commander. There's a man with a ray gun.
Hold your fire. We're space patrolmen.
That's why I am shooting.
Quick, Happy, down this passage.
You aren't going to escape that way.
Keep going, Happy. He's right behind us. Yes, sir. Stark in here. He won't be able to see us.
Commander, it's a dead-end passage. We're trapped.
That's right. You're trapped. I'm going to wait right here and pick you off, one at a time.
We'll return to Space Patrol in just a moment. Hi, gang. Captain Dick Tufeld speaking from the planet Earth. Doing a man-on-the-street broadcast this morning to see what some of these kids here on Earth think about the three official Space Patrol breakfast cereals. Now, here's a sharp-looking lad. Say there, what'd you say the very first time you tried bite-sized Wheat Chex?
I said,
And here's another fine-looking chap. Son, what did you say the very first time you tried bite-sized Rice Chex?
I said,
And here's still another youngster. Tell me, what's your opinion of Instant Ralston, a hot super cereal made of rich whole wheat?
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Try them yourself, gang. You'll say the very same thing.
Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Yes, get them today, boys and girls. Rice Chex, Wheat Chex, good hot Ralston.
Chex now have a brand new package. The Fuzz Courier, Cadet Happy on the outside, and the Magic Space Picture on the inside.
And now back to Space Patrol and the adventure of a forgotten city. Fuzz and Happy were searching for an atmosphere ship crashed in the Cinder Mountains of Saturn near the deserted city of Rubeck. After learning from Space Control that the missing pilot has been found 100 DUs away, Fuzz and Happy decided to visit the deserted city. They entered the atmosphere shell without any trouble, but unknown to the space patrolman, Rubeck is being used by a woman named Orlana as a hideout for stolen jewels. While Buzz and Happy were examining a treasure room in the base of a tower, they were fired upon by Orlana's henchman, Shefka. Now Shefka has them cornered in a darkened passage and is waiting to shoot them with his ray gun.
Up on me. I can hear every move you make. I warned you.
I'll take that ray gun. Have you got him, sir?
No, stay down, Happy.
He broke loose.
Back for him, Happy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he goes through that door. He's locked that door on this way in the spot.
It's opening, sir.
After him, quickly.
He's in the elevator, Commander.
Come out of there.
No, he's going up to the tower.
He'll take the stairs. Come on, Happy.
You fool, you blundering fool.
But they were in the treasure room at the base of the tower.
What if they were? It could have explained everything that's there. I'm at a difficult time now after your idiotic interference.
I'm sorry, Orlana. I only did what I thought was best.
Catching space between me. They'd never have known anyone was in the city to evade my order.
What are we going to do now?
I'll have to face them and make an explanation. I'll probably search in the tower now.
Hey, if you get me another gun, I could still find them out.
No. Get me next room in contact later. Tell him to come in to the space patrol ships outside the shell and nothing.
I thought
that... You've done all the thinking you're going to do. From now on, just do what I tell you. If I can explain our presence here, I can explain Grayton. If the space patrol is skeptical, Grayton's a good man to have around.
Yes, Grayton can handle that.
If you keep your mouth shut, we won't need Grayton. Now go on, make that space patrol call.
Yes, I will.
I'll go out and look for...
This is the top floor of the tower, sir.
I'll be careful, Hunter. I'll search every room.
Where do I get my hands on the character?
Captain,
I was hoping I'd find you.
We're looking for someone, too.
Oh, you mean Shefka, my assistant. He told me what happened. I'm terribly sorry.
Where is he? I want to talk to him.
Please step in here. He'll be right out.
Thanks. Come on, Heather.
Yes, sir.
I'm Commander Corey of the Space Patrol.
And I'm Orlana Rubek.
Rubek? And you're related to the Lucian Rubek who built this city.
Yes, that's right. He was my great-great-grandfather.
I was under the impression that the city was deserted.
Well, I came here a few months ago with a couple of servants. Shefka, the man who fired at you, has been with the family for years.
Does he always treat visitors so cordially?
Oh, really, I'm awfully sorry about that. Shefka has a great sense of loyalty. He thinks his chief duty is to protect me.
So why do you live here in this deserted city?
I'm not surprised if you're curious, but the explanation's very simple. I'm writing a book about my family.
You like to work in the solitude, huh?
Yes, it's a great inspiration to work right here in Rubek City, where so much of Saturn's history is now. And true, there are many ancient records and family documents right at hand.
I see. I suppose that you can prove that you're a member of the Rubek family.
Oh, naturally. I can refer to some influential people in Saturn City.
Now, would you bring your servant out here, please?
Yes, I'll be only a moment.
Yes, sir? What do you think?
I don't know.
I guess writing a book is as good an explanation for being here again. Matter of fact, a book about the Rubeks would no doubt be very popular. You'll see.
Come in. Look at this plastic folder. It was on your desk.
Oh, that's right.
Looks like an official identification folder.
I think this is Byron Stern's ID folder.
Hmm? The lab ship part?
Yeah. It was found in the Vulcan Mountain. The identification folder is here in Rubek City.
Yeah. How could he...
Here he is, Commander. This is Shefka.
Commander Corey, please accept my apology. I was greatly in the wrong. I acted from a mistaken sense of duty.
If you thought we were intruders, there'd be some excuse, but have you forgotten that you seemed to accept the fact that we were space patrolmen at the time?
Well, I acted on impulse, Commander. Again, I'm sorry.
All right, Shefka. And Miss Rubek.
Yes, Commander.
I was just telling Cadet Happy that a book on the Rubek family ought to be very popular.
Well, I hope so, Commander.
I'd like to look over the first few chapters of your manuscript.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm merely in the note-gathering stage right now. There's really nothing down in manuscript form that anyone could read but myself.
I see. And would you show me around the tower? I imagine you must have a lot of family curios.
Well, is this an official search, Commander?
No, I don't have a warrant, but if you object to a formal tour...
Oh, no, no, not at all. Chef, and I'll be delighted to show you around.
Judging by a few items Happy and I saw down below, this ought to be very useful.
Well, I think you've seen just about every room in the tower, Commander.
How about that room over there?
Oh, that's just a closet for your things.
Would you mind opening
it? Well, really, Commander,
I could come back with a warrant and a squad of patrolmen.
Very well, if you insist. But there's really nothing in there. Unlock it, Chuck.
Orlana.
Open it, Chuck.
Well, some real old family heirlooms. Stacks of space cards.
And brand new.
All that money in a closet for cleaning supplies?
I suppose it is rather odd. But then here in this deserted city, one place is just better than another.
I'd like to ask you something, Mr. Rubin. How do you happen to have an identification holder belonging to a space patrol scientist named Byron Stern?
Byron Stern? I don't understand.
Stern is reported in trouble in this area and was rescued in the Vulcan Mountain region. I'm waiting for an explanation, Mr. Rubin.
Break and get them!
Yes, Orlana.
Look out, Commander!
That takes care of the big one. Now for you, my smaller friend.
Take your big mitts off me!
Quit struggling or I'll break your arm.
Ow! I'll help you, Draco.
Get away, Captain. I can handle it.
We got here just in time, Draco.
What are they doing?
They just wandered in. But they know about that lab ship pilot. They found his identification with them.
Better take care of him for good.
I don't want any slip-ups this time, Draco.
You'd better let me take care of it. He fumbled the last one.
Don't listen to him, Orlana. I can fix it. Hold still, Cadet.
Ow! Oh, my shoulder.
Better hurt still. Draco, I think we're breaking you in two.
Yeah. Chef, the two if he doesn't keep his mouth shut.
That's enough of that, Jason. I need both of them.
You see, you big Venus buffalo.
Chef,
stop that bickering.
Mike Drake and Paul were in this mess. He left the lab ship's pilot folder in your office.
That's enough of that, Chef. If it hadn't been for your stupid behavior, these men have never known you were here.
So what did he do, Orlana?
Doesn't matter. Just tell one of us.
Hold still, Cadet, or I'll fix you like I did the other fellow.
The other fellow is Commander Corey.
Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol.
Oh? Well, what do you think of that? I have knocked out the great Commander Corey.
That's just fine, great Commander. I've got more work for you to do.
Yes.
You and Schultz will get rid of the Commander's ship. Schultz will take the ship far away from here and hide it securely. Reckon you'll take my ship and bring Schultz back.
Very well.
First, we've got to dispose of Corey and the cadet. Place we bet City searched by the Space Patrol. There's a room in the sub basement of the tower. Seal them in there, Grayson. The room behind the stairs.
Yeah.
And make sure you seal the door up completely. I don't want anyone to suspect that there's even a room there.
You leave it to me, Orla.
Chester, you help Grayson take those two down to the sub basement.
Yes, I am. All right, go ahead, Grayson.
Well, what did Chester do while I was there? You to bring the Space Patrol in there, huh?
Just follow my orders, Grayson. And Chester, let's tell me what's smart enough on the desk. Both of you report me on the way to the house.
Commander. Commander. We've got to do something quick.
Yeah.
In a room in the sub-basement of the tower. Orlana has one of the men sealing us up in here. Then we're going to get rid of our spaceship so nobody will come looking for it. That big bruiser is out there. See, you can see him through the window.
I think this room to use as a weapon.
No, sir, I checked. All of those are like some old books and filing cases. There's Draken grinning in here at us. He's getting ready to seal over the window.
Monster.
Certainly is. He carried me down here under one arm. What are we going to do, sir?
I'm going to get him to open the door for me. Whatever we do, we've got to do it quick.
And see what we can do, sir. The door blocked and practically sealed. And when Draken and Chester get rid of Terra 5, nobody will ever even come down here looking for
him. It is, sir.
Up on the surface level, I think. Waiting for Draken. I don't think those two like each other. They both seem to go out of their way to make the other look stupid in front of Orlando.
They do.
Draken kept asking questions about what went on while he was away. I got the impression he wasn't very smart, but he's awfully inquisitive.
And suspicious, perhaps. You see how curious he really is. Let's go to work on those books and filing cabinets, Captain.
Huh?
You take the files, act as though you found something about Draken, point at him. Pretend you found some information about him.
Did he? As though Orlando had a secret file on a henchman who would it.
The idea. You can arouse Draken's curiosity. Watching us happen.
He sure is. He stops the man at the door and he's gawking in through the window.
Point at it again, right? So we have a great joke on him. It doesn't matter what they say. Point at the files, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hey, what a dope this Draken is. You know, he's just about dumb enough to tear down that concrete and open the door and find out what we're doing in here.
Get up.
Yeah. Hey, look at that big, dumb face. He's just aching to know what we found in here in the files, Commander.
That's very interesting.
Hey, what have you got in there?
Nothing.
Don't try to fool me. I've been watching you through the door. What does it say about me in those files?
Would there be anything about you in here, Draken?
There's something in there. I know it. Some lie septic to old Alana. That's it. Look, he's up there now laughing at me. He figures he's tricked me into sealing up evidence against myself, right where he can get his hands on him when he needs it.
Draken, there's nothing in these files about you.
Get out of the way. You can't fool me, Corey.
Well, I guess that's right.
Corey, you can't.
I've got him, Commander.
Yeah.
Oh!
Now, Corey.
No, now, you, Draken.
Captain. Yes, sir. Hey, Commander, you're not Draken cold.
Yeah. Let's get out of here before he comes to.
Chester, hasn't Draken finished sealing up that room yet?
No, Orlana. But I could have done it in half the time.
Clumsy elf. We've got to get Corey's ship away from New York City right away.
While Draken and I are gone, you might hide the stolen money and jewels just in case the Space Patrol squad comes here.
It's a good idea. We won't take any chances. Go down to the sub-basement and see what's taking Draken so long.
I'm afraid that Draken got a little too curious, Alana.
Corey! Shepard, do something!
Come back here, Shifka boy!
Now get him, Happy.
Let go of me!
Come on, Shifka. I've got him, Commander.
Take Shifka's ray gun. Go down and bring Draken up here.
Yes, sir. Oh, Commander, while I'm down there, shall I bring up some of those files?
What for?
Well, sir, I just thought that Orlana might really decide to write a book about Rubek, because, well, after all, now she's going to have plenty of time on her hands.
A preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure follows in just a moment. It's a fire. A four-alarm blaze on Terra. But, hey, what's the matter with that atomic fire control jet car? Oh, too bad. It's trying to get along on ordinary fuel. That fire control officer is filling the tank up with super fuel. Wow! Listen to that fire control jet car go now. It's supercharged, that's what. Supercharged with super fuel. Yes, sir, boys and girls. To really get going, the answer is super fuel. That's why Buzz Corey eats a good breakfast with the super cereals that help to supercharge you. Rice Chex and Wheat Chex. Ah, there's a couple of really swell-tasting cereals. And both of them have that modern bite-sized design for easy eating. So, gang, get a quick start in the morning like Buzz Corey does. Eat a good breakfast with a Checkerboard Super Cereal and get supercharged. Get them today. Rice Chex and Wheat Chex in the grand new packages with Buzz Corey or Cadet Happy on the outside and the magic space picture on the inside. And now, an exciting action preview of next week's Space Patrol adventure. Buzz and Happy are searching for a saboteur in the vat room of a plastics factory on Jupiter. Cautiously, they duck under pipes of hot gas feeding into the vats.
All right, keep your ray gun ready.
Yes, sir. Ow. Wilbur was right about these pipes being hot.
Okay. Well, he's not behind this one. Let's try number two.
Wow. What was that?
Well, the pipes have exploded. Blew a valve, probably.
Can rockets feel that heat?
Come on. We got to get out of here.
My throat, I can't breathe.
It's the gas in the broken pipe. That gas is poison.
Be sure to be with us next Saturday for the exciting story, The Vanishing Lake, when Wheat Chex, Rice Chex, and good hot Ralston again bring you Space Patrol. Special bulletin for boys and girls in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Knoxville, Tennessee. Buzz Corey's own space battle cruiser, the Ralston Rocket, will be in your area next week. Don't miss it. The Ralston Rocket. Space Patrol, an original Mike Moser production starring Ed Kemmerer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston and directed by Larry Robertson. Other players were Bela Kovach, Ken Mayer, Virginia Hewitt, and Stephen Robertson. Dick Tufel speaking. Now, don't forget to tune in next Saturday and every Saturday when Wheat Chex, Rice Chex, and good hot Ralston again present the new exciting Space Patrol. Be sure to see another exciting Space Patrol program on your local ABC television station. Consult your local paper for time and channel. Space Patrol comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.